I'm David Kopp, executive editor at Multnomah, and I'm pleased to be able to talk to you about a revised and expanded edition of one of our best sellers ever. The book I'm referring to is When God Writes Your Love Story by Eric and Leslie Ludi. Around here, when we think about relationship titles in Multnomah's backlist that have set the standard for us in both content and sales, we always mention two books, the Ludi's When God Writes Your Love Story and Joshua Harris's I Kiss Dating Goodbye. And here's a juicy fact you just might not know. Eric Ludi and Joshua Harris grew up in the same town in Oregon, went to the same church, went to the same youth group at the same time. So now you know. Since its release in 1999, When God Writes Your Love Story has sold more than 300,000 copies. This wonderful book on how young people should approach guy-girl relationships has won a strong following among college-age singles and the ministry people who work with them. We've wanted for some time to be able to offer a freshened-up version of When God Writes, because we think there are many new potential readers out there who are ready to encounter it for the first time. At our request, Eric and Leslie have worked hard on an updated, revised, and expanded version, and we are dazzled by the results. Here now are Eric and Leslie to talk about their upcoming release, with Alice Kreider asking the questions.
Eric and Leslie, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Hey, thanks, Alice, for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Eric, in When God Writes Your Love Story, you invite readers to give up the pen, so to speak, that will write their own love story and hand it over to God. What precisely do you mean by that, and why do you think this exchange is so important?
This is sort of the center of this book, When God Writes Your Love Story. You can sort of see the bait in the title towards this entire idea, and that is, you know, we have a tendency to define life our way. And Christianity, in its very essence, at the very core of what it is, it's a displacement of self for Christ. In other words, our entire life becomes centered around him, and he becomes our agenda, if you will. It becomes about him, and just as Jesus did nothing but what his Father was doing, he spoke nothing but what his Father was speaking, it's a translation of that very idea into our existence, where we start doing only what Jesus is doing. And so when it comes down to our love story, an area that we oftentimes disassociate from God, When God Writes Your Love Story has sort of startled a generation with the notion that God is interested in their love life. I mean, it just sort of seems sort of basic when you ponder it, but for most people, they separate God from certain areas of their life, especially this one, because we have such a desire to see it done right, done our way, but when you stick God into it, the creator of romance himself, suddenly it works, and that's what When God Writes Your Love Story is all about. It's an introduction into something so much more beautiful than most people have ever even conceived.
Leslie, you wrote, "In our love-hungry generation, we struggle to believe that the beautiful side of love really exists. But the allure of romance is very evident in theaters, on TV, and in book sales. What do you mean by the beautiful side of love, and how is it different from the Hollywood version?"
Well, this book, When God Writes Your Love Story, is based upon the beautiful side of love that has been lost in our day and age. We have replaced the idea of lifelong, selfless, happily ever after love stories with this sensual, one night stand version of sexuality so prevalent in our culture. And the message from Hollywood and the media and TV and everywhere you look is, if you just make yourself sensual and alluring and sleep with one person after the next, then you'll find fulfillment and satisfaction, and the longings of your heart will be satisfied, when in actuality, that only leads to heartache and despair and lives that are crumbling and falling apart. And I've seen that so often with girls, is that they just look to one guy after the next. They give their heart to one guy after the next. They give their body to one guy after the next, trying to find that beautiful fairy tale romance, that longing that has been in their heart from a young age, and all they end up with is broken hearts and shattered dreams. And when you invite God into the center of this area of your life and you make a decision to say, I'm not going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to let you script a love story for me. I'm going to set my life aside in complete faithfulness and trust that you'll bring my spouse to me in your own perfect time and way. In the meanwhile, I'm going to guard my heart, my emotion, and everything I am, my body, for that one person, and be faithful to them, not only after I'm married to them, but even before I meet them. that leads to a version of love of romance that is, it rivals the fairy tales. It rivals anything Hollywood could ever portray, because it's based on the selfless love of Jesus Christ, the love that doesn't ask, what can I get out of this? How can I satisfy my temporary pleasures? But how can I lay my life down and serve another person? And when you build a love story that way, upon those principles, that's when you really experience the kind of love that all of us really long for.
It's been 10 years since you wrote When God Writes Your Love Story. Eric, what changes, if any, have you noticed in how your message about finding romance God's way is being received among Christian singles?
Well, 10 years. Thanks for rubbing it in, Alice. boy, I can't believe it's been that long. It's amazing. One thing that happens when you write a book as a young person, Leslie and I were, what was it? We were like 25 and 20 when we wrote this, and you know, we've gotten a little older. We've sort of progressed in so many different areas in our life, and so our messages that surround this have matured. So a lot of people that enter into this book have been brought into a lot more than just their love story. However, this particular message is still, you know, for most people, when they think of Eric and Leslie Lutie, they think of When God Writes Your Love Story. In fact, I can't tell you how many times I've introduced myself. Yeah, I'm Eric Lutie, my wife Leslie. Yeah, we're most known for When God Writes Your Love Story. This is just sort of that classic book that people keep coming back to, because whether we like it or not, relationships is sort of a center theme in most of our lives. We just, you know, we have to deal with this issue. And so this topic has maintained such a consistency as a backlist item. It still strikes the chord. We still get loads of emails. Our website still gets tons of hits from this exact book and this topic.
Leslie, what would you want potential readers to know about the new material in this revised and expanded edition of When God Writes Your Love Story?
Well, when we wrote this book, it was just a few years into our ministry, and since this book has come out, we've had 10 years of experience traveling around the country and in other countries, interacting with thousands of teens and college-age young people and singles, and hearing their struggles and their questions, and just hearing about their journey walking through this area of their life. And so what we've done in this revised edition is sort of collected all of those questions and struggles and things that we've heard from singles and young people over the years, and tried to address some of those things that weren't covered in the first edition. So a lot of the really tough questions that we've gotten asked over the years, especially in regard to just the sexual issues that come up in relationships and physical boundaries in relationships and navigating your way as a set-apart young person in today's culture with all of the pressures, really diving into some of those tough relationship and sexual questions. We tried to answer that in this revised edition, answer those questions in this revised edition. Also, we took out a lot of some of the things that were funny 10 years ago that make no sense now. And we put in a lot of new illustrations that are more relevant for this new generation. It really is like When God Writes Your Love Story for a new generation, because the first generation is now growing up and getting married and having families of their own, and now it's a whole new generation that's ready to read this book and be impacted by it. We also included at the back of each chapter discussion questions, because I can't tell you how many small groups and Bible studies have gone through When God Writes Your Love Story as a group study. So these questions in the back, there's scriptures and discussion questions for whether they're doing it as a group study or just in their individual walk. They want to take this message really deep with their walk with God and make it practical in their daily life. Those questions can be used for that. And then we did have a question and answer section in the back with just some very commonly asked questions that we've answered thousands of times via email. We finally captured that in the back of this book.
Thank you so much for taking the time to answer some questions and share with us.
Well, thank you for all you're doing to help this book.